Joined now in the studio by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership for another edition of the Downtown Rundown. The first one, according to this computer, in more than a month. So nice to meet you. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. How has it been for you?
It has been great. First Downtown Rundown of the New Year, too.
So what's going on in Chapel Hill?
Yeah, well, even though we're in the New Year, I want to say a congratulations to something, to a business that something happened in 2017, a winner of the Holiday Window Decorating Contest downtown.
Yeah.
So every year we host that. We had 12 businesses participate this year. And the rules are it has to be festive and you have to have lights because we want to light up downtown.
Okay.
And Cold Stone Creamery won.
All right.
And but a very close second and third from D.B. Sutton's Salon and the Franklin Street Yoga Center. Now, did you see the D.B. Sutton's window by chance?
No, I think I walked downtown a whole bunch in December, but I can't remember it off the top of my head.
It was definitely a crowd favorite. It was a nod to Stranger Things.
With the lights,
Christmas lights. It was very clever.
See, that's probably why I wouldn't have noticed it. I don't watch Stranger Things yet.
Should I ruin it for you right now?
No, it's fine.
Okay,
it's fine. No. I'll get around to it eventually. I got to watch that. I got to watch Black Mirror. I still have to watch Breaking Bad. I'm like years behind. It's ridiculous.
Very clever. And,
so what did
Cold
Stone do to make it?
They had just a kind of a traditional Christmas tree, Christmas scene, but definitely a favorite. And so that business wins $600 of advertising provided by the Downtown Partnership with their choice of media. So it's a way for them to promote themselves throughout the coming year. So I want to say welcome back to UNC students. Classes start tomorrow for the spring 2018 semester. Downtown's already hopping. They're moving into dorms today and coming back. And while they were gone, UNC was named by Kiplinger the 17th straight time, number one for the high quality education at affordable price amongst public universities.
Awesome.
It's a big deal, and UNC also claims the title of best out-of-state value, so always like to sing the praises of the great educational value of UNC.
Absolutely.
So we've got a few resources for businesses that I want to talk about. In addition to all of the services and things that we provide to businesses for free, downtown businesses, we also offer grants to businesses, and we are in a current open application phase with the businesses to get money for facade improvements, sidewalk dining, paint, windows, awnings, basically appearance grants to activate the street with sidewalk dining and also help them with their signage and awning in the front. So downtown businesses can apply at downtownchapelhill.com.
Very cool.
And we are hosting tomorrow a business roundtable with any business, bar, restaurant that serves or sells alcohol. And this is a part of a series. And the topic for tomorrow is to discuss the kind of trends locally and nationally that our businesses are seeing about pre-gaming. Do you know what pre-gaming is?
Yeah,
it's when a patron drinks or does drugs before they come to
going
a business.
And
it's definitely can impact a business. So we have some professionals coming to talk to businesses about the signs of that and what to do. And that is tomorrow at 2:30 at Linda's Bar and Grill. And this is open to any business anywhere in the community that would like
to
come.
That's really good. That's going to be one of the toughest things for like a bartender or someone who owns or operates or manages a bar to be able to recognize when someone needs to be cut off. Because it's always a subjective choice, but you can let them drink too much, and then then you get in trouble as
well. And it can be difficult to tell what those signs are. So we're going to talk about that. And then a reminder: every month, the Town of Chapel Hill offers the Be a Responsible Server training. That's free. Always offered at 7 o'clock, the Chapel Hill Courthouse. This month's on Monday, January 22nd. And again, come, it's free training to learn how to spot a fake ID, how to cut somebody off, how to know how to do all of that appropriately. And we also, the Campus and Community Coalition has created a really phenomenal resource for businesses that serve and sell alcohol. It's really a quick guide. It's really good for new staff. And as we come into this new semester, a lot of restaurants and bars are going to be hiring new staff. And it's how for them to understand all of that information about underage sales, fake IDs, and have it as a guide right there with them in the bar. So that's available too for free for businesses, downtownchapelhill.com.
Awesome.
We can get that to you.
As like all of these resources are really cool. Do we see like sort of a tangible effect in terms of reducing the prevalence of underage people sneaking into bars or people getting into trouble with serving too much to the same person or things like that?
It's a multi-pronged
approach.
It's more than just this, but yes, and that's really what the Campus and Community Coalition's focus is to reduce those negative impacts of high-risk drinking, which is a great segue to have Eleanor Landis, the director director come back in a future downtown rundown to talk about where they're at. And then we have lots of community news. The Second Friday Art Walk is this Friday.
Oh, already. Wow.
Exactly. I mean, I think every month it comes back around.
Yeah. I'm like 2% of the way through the year already. It's ridiculous.
No points to you right now. Yeah. But recently we brought in three new venues. And this Friday, the AC Marriott Hotel that just opened on West Rosemary Street is a new Art Walk venue.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to actually like physically go into that building yet. Have you been in? Have you seen it? What's it like in there?
It's really nice. Very modern.
Yeah,
very sleek.
Yeah.
I'm very pleasantly surprised about the lobby. Mm-hmm. is wide open and open, accessible to the community to come in. It has a nice bar. It has a fantastic meeting space for people to use.
Nice.
It is really nice. And they have that kind of open courtyard right on the corner that people can hang out in. But they are a new Art Walk venue because they are featuring mixed media sculpture and paintings by local and regional artists.
Awesome.
And so they're going to be open.
Very cool.
So we're excited about that. And then Monday, and I'm sure y'all have been talking about Martin Luther King Jr. Day and
a
variety of community events and ways to honor. Have you been sharing information about the rally and the march that's happening? Yep. On Monday at the Peace and Justice Plaza downtown on East Franklin Street, hosted by the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, which is a really phenomenal experience. I don't know if you've participated in it before. Yes, about marching down Franklin Street. It's very powerful. And then we're really excited that Current Art Space and Studio, February 2nd, is their first performance.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm looking forward to that.
We've been talking about it for years, and it's going to be the Paul Drescher Ensemble, and it's called Sound Maze. Hugely interactive, kid-friendly, all ages. You come, and they have these... they've built these musical instruments, nothing like the traditional instruments that we think of. And it's completely interactive. You come on stage and you play them yourselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
actually,
it's a very different, very contemporary. Yeah. And I already have tickets. I'm taking my kids, and I'm excited.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So I think we're really excited.
And
to
that
see.
Current space, just like taking a step back, that's the new kind of black box space in Carolina Square, right on Franklin Street.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yep. You got it.
Yeah.
Where the new Target is. There's a variety of other businesses that are opening.
I'm really looking forward to seeing this space for the first time, because this is going to be a really cool addition to just sort of the art scene downtown.
Absolutely. Yeah. Downtown. Throughout the town, actually regionally. I mean, what they've already programmed for Current is very contemporary, very interactive, nothing kind of that we've seen before in any of our art spaces around town. So we're very excited for that.
Very cool.
And that's what I've got today for the Downtown Rundown.
DowntownChapelHill.com?
Everything. DowntownChapelHill.com.
Is the website. Go there and get more information. That's the Downtown Rundown for today. Meg McGurk, thank you so much.
Thank you.